Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you'll have to listen in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's going to be with us or not. We're going to get started with our birthdays today. On our first birthday, we have Bobby Clark. Happy birthday to Mr. Bobby Clark. The next birthday is Vanessa Adams. Happy birthday, Vanessa. The next birthday is Hannah Paul Davis. Happy birthday, Miss Hannah. The next birthday is Timmy Sullivan. Happy birthday to you, Timmy. The next birthday is Miss Teresa Jones. Happy birthday, Miss Teresa. Our next birthday is Arthur Wilds. Happy birthday, Arthur. Big special happy birthday to you. The next birthday is John Smith. Happy birthday, Mr. John Smith. He's been a big help to the legacy. The next birthday is Tina Stone. Happy birthday, Miss Tina Stone. And then the next birthday is Miss Angela Asher. Happy birthday, Miss Angela. And that is all of my Facebook family and friends' birthday. The weather, it is cloudy, 47 degrees, cloudy and 47. It's like, woo. And I'll tell you, even though it's 47, for some reason, I am just freezing. They say today is the first day of winter. First day of winter. I guess the topic today is about racism and, we won't be able to play it all, but we're going to listen to some of this audio. This is a woman, first off, this is a woman in Jefferson, in the Jefferson Mall in Louisville, Kentucky, where she went off on a racist rant at two Hispanic women. And these women really wasn't doing anything to her. I will share the video and things later, but it's not just her. This is actually 52 minutes long, and there's no way we'll ever be able to listen to all of it because we're only doing a 30-minute show, but I'm going to take us and let us listen to some of it, and, man, evil.
Like everybody else did. It starts back there, and it don't bother me if I say it, and I don't care if everybody hears me. I think everybody here probably feels the same damn way I do. Thank you. Go back to wherever the fuck you come from, lady. Y'all think you... Hey, tell them to go back where they belong. They can't act like, they, you know, they come here to live and act like everybody else. Get in the back of the line like everybody else does. And be somebody. And that's the way I look at it. You're a nobody. Just because you come from another country, it'll make you nobody. You're nobody. As far as I'm concerned, probably on welfare. We probably, the taxpayers probably paid for all that stuff. It's true. They probably paid. We probably paid for every bit of that stuff. You know that? Probably all the food they get and everything else. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. That's okay. Speak English. You're in America. If you don't know it, learn it. And I'm sorry that I'm that way, but you all need to realize you're not the only ones around here.
Please say this to Facebook and Twitter. Guys, we spoke a different language on the plane, and now we're getting kicked out.
That's insane.
Now we're getting kicked out. We're getting kicked out because we spoke a different language. This is 2016. 2016. Look, Delta Airlines are kicking us out because we spoke a different language. Because you spoke a different language. Thank you so much. You guys are racist. I cannot believe my eyes. I cannot believe it. I spoke a word, a different language, and you said you feel uncomfortable because I spoke a different language. I can't believe it. I can't believe my eyes.
Why are you guys doing that?
Because we spoke a different language.
That is so
you guys, are you serious? I'm about to cry right now, seriously. Because we said a word in a different language, and there's six white people against us bearded men. How did you kick them? I feel uncomfortable. No, you're going to kick us out once we go outside. That's what's going to happen. They're going to kick us out. Delta Airlines. And I have an account with you guys, too. I spoke a different language, and they're kicking us out?
That is
thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is so crazy.
Thank you.
Being kicked out.
Thank you so much, man.
White people complaining about these people speaking in a different
thank
language.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I am upset that that's happening. Really
thank
upset.
You so much. You kicked them out. They cursed us out. He told me shut the fuck up. We never cursed. He told me to shut the F up.
We
never
cursed. Freedom of speech. They can speak in whatever language they want to
thank
on the plane.
Thank you so much, man. No. I'm filming everything from now until they come. I'm filming every little thing. Huh? That's messed up, bro. I feel like it's a dream right now. What do you think is gonna happen right now? Huh? You work with Delta or no? Yeah. In Delta? Wow. Delta kicks people out the plane. That's messed up, bro. What do you think we should do? What do you think we should do? You can take it off.
No, you're right first.
Thank you. Huh? Yeah, you can take it off.
I'm sorry.
What do you think we should do?
Well, we have to see what they're going to do first.
But this is what they said. Oh, we're going to give you a flight. Don't worry, we'll pay for the next flight. So they kicked us out and they're telling us they're going to give us the next flight.
Get names.
What? Huh?
Get names.
Get names? And I have their faces.
You need names, too.
I need names, too?
Yeah, you need names.
Oh, man. I'm going to try to get off the footage. Oh, man, this is unbelievable, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
I appreciate it, man. They've seen everything that happened, but the thing is, when colored people over here, the colored people, when they say something, they get it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
So we have the menu. It's still good.
Huh?
You got everything good right here.
We'll post it tomorrow. Me and you will come together and post.
We'll post it today, bro.
We'll post it today. Me and Sim have everything
we'll
I say.
Today,
we're going to post it today. We're gonna edit it together and post it together. We're going to show you guys exactly what happened, tell you guys exactly what happened. And we're going to show you guys exactly what the heck happened. And on my mother's life, wallahi, on my head, I'll say it for the 8th time. This is not even over-exaggeration. This is literally exactly what happened. I cannot believe my eyes. I cannot believe what the heck just happened. Man. I'm not letting this go. The guy even told me. He was like, Delta, they're so racist and they kick people out. They kick the wrong people out. Because we spoke Arabic. We got kicked out. I felt like, you know what they made me feel like? They made me feel like I was a terrorist. That's what they made me feel like. Because everyone was like, kick him out. All these racist people, kick him out. I felt uncomfortable. And then in my head, I'm like, in my head, me, Slim, and there was three Pakistanis next to us, a family, a mother and two kids. We felt like, what the hell? The lady was trying to speak. She couldn't even speak. She was like, hey, we didn't know. She was like, oh, what they're doing is stereotypical. All they did was speak Arabic. The captain came to us, and he told us, hey, let me tell you guys something outside. He was trying to kick us out in a nice way. I pulled out my camera right away because I knew from that moment. I knew it, man. I knew from that moment he was trying to kick us out. I knew it. Sorry about crying, guys. The only reason I was crying is because of my mom. I just spoke to my mom, and I just spoke to Slim. And the Arabic me and Slim were speaking about, we always try to speak Arabic more to each other because we rarely speak Arabic. We were doing it on the Emirates flight. No one said anything. We did it on Virgin flight. No one said anything. We did it on Delta flight. This is literally what happened. This is literally what happened. And I'm not in my life letting this go. Once I land in New York City, I'm tired right now. I'm tired. But once I land in New York City, I'm going straight to my lawyer's office. I promise I am not letting them go. Because what they did, they are devils. They are freaking. They know what they did was wrong. Delta knew what they did was wrong, but they were scared because the white people were like, oh, we feel uncomfortable because he spoke Arabic. We feel uncomfortable. I am not letting them go. I feel unsafe. I feel like I'm a freaking terrorist right now. The way they approached me and scared me, they scared me and Slim, they scared our lives out, man. Me and Slim are looking at each other like, what the heck did we just do? All we did was speak Arabic, and the whole plane was cursing us out. Why didn't they kick the people that cursed us out? We never cursed. We were sitting down in our seats saying sorry. We were literally sitting in our seats saying, guys, sorry. They're like, get out of here. Get out of the plane. What are you doing? Get out. And I was like, what the hell is going on? All we did is speak Arabic. I don't know what to do, guys. I seriously do not know what to do right now. I don't even know what the hell is going on. They kicked us out, and they're making us wait here where no one is here. Ya Allah. I ain't going to be quiet about this. I promise you. I promise you on my life, I'm not. I called Nas already. I spoke to them. Nas cannot believe what the heck. We're in London right now. Nas cannot believe what the heck. I am calm. I promise you guys I'm calm. I recorded everything on camera. I record everything on camera. Tim, do you have anything on the phone when the guy was talking? Let me show them my press.
What's on Twitter, bro?
No, we'll just show on press conference. Let's show on press conference.
They can't do shit. Yeah, what are they going to do, Adam?
Just post it. They're going to get us in trouble. We're going to post it later.
How are they going to get us in trouble for posting what happened? That's what fucking happened.
Guys, watch this. Watch this.
Because we spoke a different language. Thank you so much.
All right, the focus on. You see that guy right there? He's saying bye. That guy, he's saying bye. Now keep watching.
You guys are racist. I cannot believe my eyes. I cannot believe it. I spoke a word, a different language, and you said you feel uncomfortable because I spoke a different language. I can't believe it. I can't believe my eyes.
Why are you guys doing that?
Because we spoke a different language. Are you serious? I'm about to cry right now. Seriously. Because we said a word in a different language, and then six white people against us bearded men. Six white people against us bearded men. How did you kick them? I feel uncomfortable. No, you're going to kick us out once we go outside. That's what's going to happen. They're going to kick us out. Delta Airlines. And I have like, an account with you guys, too. I spoke a different language, and they're kicking us out. Thank you so much.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, now I'm a buddy.
Hey, Trump. Trump, all the way. Trump. I got you. Because black lives don't matter. There ain't no proof. Just because you say something don't mean nothing.
Wow.
Prove it.
I appreciate
it. Hey, check out. If black lives matter, I'm talking for you.
I appreciate it, sir.
Black lives don't matter. No, the problem with traffic was you were right behind me, sped up and drove around me, jumped in front of me, and made me slam on my brakes at a light. That makes you a nigger.
Oh.
That proves that black lives don't matter. Hey, no. If you have a side, if you have a subject, you tell me why black lives matter. Because people say so? You tell me why, how. You know what matter means? Is something makes a difference.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. Martin Luther King died for a purpose. And you know what? You need to watch the very first episode of Boondocks, because he walks around ashamed of the people with the flat bill hats like you and the people that can't even keep their pants up.
Really?
Yeah, you put it on Facebook. I don't care. I don't care. Look at me.
You don't.
You're a punk that lives off social media. I don't even have a social media account. You know why? Because white lives matter.
Do this. I appreciate you sharing your life story, sir.
What life story? Hey, let me handle it. Be a woman. What was my life history? No, was there anything of anybody's past? Or are you just another nigger that doesn't understand anything?
Apparently, you teach me about
I'll teach
about
you anything.
People.
I'll teach you anything.
Teach me a little bit more about black people.
Black people were bought by a contract, and we got ripped off because y'all should have got returned when there was evidence and proof that y'all couldn't do anything.
So
because y'all live off welfare.
Let me ask you a question, nigga. I'm a black person.
Because you look like, and you drive like a nigger. That's why. You have a flat bill hat. Even white people are niggers to me. Some Mexicans. Wow, what? What is the definition of a nigger? Is it black skin?
I don't use the word nigger.
No, what is the definition? Is it a word?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but what is the definition?
Apparently,
what is the definition?
Apparently, you're going to tell me.
No, I'm asking you. I've already told you what a nigger is. It's people who have flat bill hats, can't keep their pants up, and put other people's lives in danger on the streets, cutting them off in traffic.
Oh.
That's a nigger. Somebody who had they don't matter.
Okay.
I have a family in my car, and you know what? We matter because you know what I mean. You're going around putting people's lives in danger, and then you want to follow people and put them on social media. Hey, spread this. It's okay. It's okay. Spread this.
Okay.
People need to. Hey, I hope I'm looking at the camera now, not you. Black lives do not matter because black people walk around and say it. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
I can walk around and say Elvis is still alive. Does that mean he's still alive? No. You have to prove something with your life for once. You have to prove something, buddy.
Oh.
Go out and do that.
I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, you fucking transgender faggot.
Wow.
That's right. BLM doesn't matter. Drive off, sucker.
Yes,
you acting tough on the road.
Am I acting tough?
No, you ain't acting tough. I'm tough. You ain't shit.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You remember that.
No, absolutely.
You remember that. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if it wasn't technology and stuff like this, I would have smashed you.
Would
because
you?
Because I'm a man and you're a little punk.
That's what you would do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have is what I said. Not what I would do. That would make it a threat.
A minute ago you told me I'm threatening your family in traffic. You're basically...
Yeah.
You don't think you're threatening...
I'm threatening you.
You don't think that you're threatening your family by threatening a complete stranger. Well, you don't have
the slightest
clue
what
could possibly be in there.
Can you repeat a threat?
You don't have the slightest clue what could be in that person's car, do you?
I have something in my car, too. What does that mean?
I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. You don't have to see your car. You know why? Because
I appreciate this Sunday entertainment. You have no clue how much I appreciate it.
Okay, you
no
appreciate
clue.
That, nigger.
All right.
You appreciate it. You appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, you're fired.
That's exactly why y'all need to get out and vote. You ever needed proof why you needed to get out and be heard? Go fucking vote.
The latest lady is actually saying that she's been discriminated against.
Well, that's the Christmas spirit for us right there. I mean, the first thing, you've got a woman, an elderly woman in Louisville, Kentucky at the mall. She's cussing out two Hispanic women. The second one there was where you've got two guys that are on a Delta airplane, and they spoke Aramaic, which I loved. I'll just be honest with you. I love the sound of hearing somebody speak Aramaic. But they had spoke Aramaic, and they were talking back and forth to each other. They got treated like terrorists and thrown off the Delta airline. And as the young man said, when he gets back in New York, he's going to take and sue Delta airline. I don't blame him. I mean, they kicked him off. And then that was road rage there a few minutes ago with the real bad language. I mean, I apologize for that because I can't stand to hear that N-word slung by anybody. And, I mean, that was road rage there. And then the last one, I mean, this goes on for a solid hour. There's a solid hour of this is the Christmas season now, supposedly, where everybody's supposed to be joyful, loving, happy, and being good to one another. And, man, people have turned into demons, you know. Got a bunch of damn demons out there. I mean, man. No wonder I like shopping online rather than going out into the public, you know, because, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I seen something like that. I mean, I'd probably have to call 911. You know, I don't give a damn if 911 didn't like it or not. But to me, just like the black gentleman had said there when he was talking to the guy that was calling him all kinds of racial names and things, you know, that guy had no idea what that guy had in his automobile. You know, and he's trying to act like that guy had threatened him and his family. No, what really threatened your family is when you've pulled over to the side of the road and you've gotten a confrontation with somebody. You know, I mean, what the hell? Ho, ho, ho to you, and a big shout out to you, Herd Mentality. Thank you so much for being there in the chat box with us and listening in today. I've also got a big shout out for Raymond Buddy Plant. Big shout out to you, Raymond, out there in California. We appreciate you also. We're going to take a break, though. This song is written by Dustin Costas. Dustin is doing 15 years in Colorado. He'll be actually 76 years old when he gets out of prison. This song is called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana, sung by the Reefer Kings, and we're going to be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
Dave, man, will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man, open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
Pot, marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo. Kana. Honeb, Hinab, Henni, Hemp, Hanab, Cannabis Indica, Cannabis Sativa, Ganja, Ganjika, Gangika. Hashash, Hashaichi, Indrasen, Kia, Insanku, Kep, Kif, Kiev, Kini. I'm
Vanguard. Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh. Dave's not here. I've got a friend. I hope we've got time to play this. Chris Follis, who's down there in Frankfort, Kentucky. He says, John Prine, Sam Stone, one of my favorites, and a realistic story. So we're going to listen to that. Let's see. Here. Oh, here we go. It's about 4 minutes.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in conflicts overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves, left a little shrapnel in his knees. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain, and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. But in a pitcher's heavy gears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last night. And old Sammy took still when he got that empty bill for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains. His mind in the hours that he chose, while his kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. The hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. The little bitches have to give. Don't stop now. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Thank you so much. Thank the Herd Mentality. Thank Raymond Buddy Plant. Thank everybody out there. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you people. And here we go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.